It's Sunday, the 17th of January 2010, heading towards 11 o'clock at night. Slowly truntering away, that's not even a word, towards the end of the weekend. And it's been a fairly busy day for me, but it's been busy doing terribly tedious administrative work. This work hasn't involved, basically it's free listing day on eBay. And so I wanted to take full advantage of that and get rid of some of the things that have just been lying around that I never use anymore. Items that I'll find something in a cupboard and then look under it and think, oh, that could go as well. 13 bits of kit I ended up sticking on eBay today, and it's taken me most of the day. Which means either I'm doing it wrong, or it really does take that long to put items onto eBay. One of the problems was, of course, you get it out and you go, well, does it work? And where's the instruction manual? And do I still have the box? And so a number of sort of trips to the loft were needed. And of course, plugging things in, because most of it's sort of techie gear, as a surround sound processor and or a USB MIDI port and things like that, and a pink shirt. But it all needed testing. It all needed to make sure all the bits and pieces were there. And of course, you've got to write about it in not so much salesman tone, but kind of at least a cogent way that makes it look like you know what you're talking about and it's not a complete lump of rubbish, and that make people sort of interested in buying. And you can't just write, here it is, you can buy it if you like. Well, I suppose you probably can. But if you look at other, I looked at other eBay listings, and either people sell the same thing time and time again and sort of do a template of stuff they write about it in big, bold capitals and bright colours, which are anathema to me at the best of times. Or they've got another system, because basically I just sort of borrowed a style sheet from somewhere and copy and pasted that. Because you've got to do it, I probably mentioned this on an earlier audio, but you've got to do it in HTML. Sorry, I'm tidying up the studio as I talk to you, because that's another problem. I had to get out all kinds of funny leads and things to make sure stuff connected to other stuff. And if, because some of the kit is USB, and you make sure the USB stuff actually comes with the lead, so when it gets delivered, it's actually some use to the person who's bought it. Why is this cupboard not shutting now? Oh, we're doomed. Oh, that'll do. So yes, but 13 items, from Pentium processors through network adapters to DVDs to all kinds of stuff, and even in the sort of few hours that they've been up there, people have shown an interest. They've been started to be watched. But if it comes down to it, there's some of these things just won't sell, I guess, and I'm not sure what to do with them. Because a few of them I'd like to make a little bit of money out of, and a few of them, if I offered them on Freecycle, people wouldn't have the first idea what they were. And I've had quite reasonable kind of things that I've offered just ignored, which is quite a shame. But yes, what have I learned today? I've learned that playing Trivial Pursuit with a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old tends to result in the game finishing when everybody loses interest. I've also learned the difference between evaporated milk and condensed milk, because we took the fudge that we made yesterday out of the fridge today, and it's about a million calories per bite. It is amazingly sweet and calorific and strong and tasty. Which is quite good, because it means you really don't want too much of it. I thought, I might have some later on. And then later on came and I thought, I'll leave it a little bit longer. So it should last, well, hopefully, if the children don't get at it. And yes, the difference between evaporated milk and condensed milk is they're pretty much the same thing. They're both squeezed and they're both evaporated. But condensed milk gets a load of lactose, which is a kind of a milk-based sugar added to it. And evaporated milk doesn't. And in fact, you look at the instructions on the evaporated milk tin, it says it's a convenient way to store milk, because I've just got to check the time, 4 minutes, because you can add water to it and make semi-skim milk again. And apparently they've added, let me just get this right, they fed kids with evaporated milk years and years ago to keep the sort of their milk intake up, but they forgot about the vitamin D, and so the children got rickets. But I think all that's been compensated for now. But yes, I imagine it makes for funny tasting semi-skim milk, because you put evaporated milk over your fruit salad, yummy, yummy, and it makes it taste kind of creamy, stuff like that. But there you go. That's what I've learned today. Well, the week begins again tomorrow, and I shall learn some more, I'm sure. Speak to you soon.